Good afternoon. My name is Jerry Scott, and I will be your hearing officer for today. The Prescott Administrative Hearing for February 5th, 2025 will now be called to order. We do want the defendants to know that these proceedings are being recorded and are on the record. As we go through the hearing proceedings, the defendant will come up to the enclosed table and chair when your case is called. All defendants will have an affirmation of truth, as will each code enforcement officer. The code enforcement officer will read the case number and describe the violation or violations as may be, as well as the pertinent facts regarding the case. Then the defendant will have an opportunity to speak. The administrative hearing officer, being me, will make the decision based upon the evidence presented. The defendant will sign, date, and be given a copy of the judgment with instructions of what to do next. If you're ordered to appear at a later hearing date, that information will also be included on the judgment. You have the right to an appeal of the judgment to the Prescott City Court within 20 days from the date of this decision, and a filing fee as determined by the City Court. The Prescott City Court's review will be an evaluation of the record of this proceeding, including exhibits or evidence as presented on record today. We will now go forward with the affirmation. All those that will be testifying today, will you please stand and raise your right hand? Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Our first case, number Z as in zebra, E2412-019, address being 286 North Walker Road, and defendant being listed, or property owner being listed as Triple N Riot LP?
Correct.
Okay, and for the record, defendant is not present. Mr. Lund, will you proceed with the details of this case?
Yes, so this case number is ZE2412-019 at 286 North Walker Road. The zoning violation was prohibited signs for a feather flag, which we do not allow in the city of Prescott. We sent courtesy letters in December and a citation January 7th. And since then, they have removed the feather flags, and we closed this case.
Wonderful. So basically, this one is dismissed.
Correct.
All right, then judgment. And then moving forward, our next case, number Z as in zebra, E as in Edward, 2412-022, address being 537 6th Street, and property owner being listed as Gagnon Trust. I'm hoping I pronounced that correctly. And defendant is not present on this one, so Mr. Lund, will you proceed with the details of this case?
The case number for this was ZE2412-022, and the location was 537 6th Street. This, again, was a prohibited sign violation for feather flags, and we sent courtesy letter December 20th of 2024 and a citation on January 7th of 2025. Since the citation went out, we have re-inspected and the flags have been removed, so we close this case.
Wonderful. So we have another dismissal here. And I see that there are no other cases on this agenda. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Then, being that there are no other cases before this court is adjourned.
All right. That was easy today.